Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Jackie Goldschneider, who talks all about that big fight with Teresa Giudice, what we can expect from the upcoming season, and how she told her kids about those cheating rumors. Jackie, how are you? It's so good to see you.
I'm great. Everything is great. No complaints.
Good.
So good to see you too.
Good. Kids are doing good?
Yeah, just running in every different direction. The fall sports are like full steam ahead. So yeah, busy.
Totally. And you're also busy with this brand new skincare line. So tell me all about it.
Yeah. So this skincare line is great because, it's different. I get sent a lot of skincare and a lot of it doesn't really work with my skin, but, the fall is very stressful for me. So I'm always looking for something, that can help with like the redness and the irritation and just in general be like a very moisturizing for me. And when I saw this skincare line, what's different is Neolastin uses something called Nuflex technology, which it actually builds elastin in your skin. And elastin is something that our skin, we stop building in our teenage years. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time for me since then. So elastin helps your skin like bounce back. So it helps it look, you know, more supple, and it helps you get that like healthy glow. So what's also different is that since using Neolastin, I started using their serum before moisturizer, which I've never done before. I've gone straight from cleaning my face to putting on moisturizer. And that is a total game changer, because I don't know if you use serum, but it like everything absorbs better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
It's great. So I've incorporated a bunch of Neolastin products into my regular skincare routine. Mm-hmm. And it's just been really great. Like I feel like things are tighter. Mm-hmm. I'm firmer. And I just like, I glow more. Like you can see.
I know that your skin looks fantastic.
Like really healthy.
Yeah. I mean, what is your typical beauty skincare routine?
Okay. So I'm one of those that never, ever sleeps with makeup on. Mm-hmm. I have to take good care of my skin. It's always been important to me. So I wash with Clarins. Mm-hmm. And then at night I use a toner. That's also from Clarins. Mm-hmm. I only use it at night. And then I always put on the Neolastin, the face and neck serum. And then I use the face moisturizer from Neolastin. And then I use their eye cream also, which is great because I get my makeup done so much that mm-hmm. rubbing it off of my eyes, my eyes always look a little bit like not swollen, but a little bit like rough. Like I'm not gentle on my eyes. So their eye cream has been great. It's so good for like the delicate areas around your eyes. And then I use twice a week. I use these pads from M61. Do you know that? Or
no.
M16, M61. It's okay. They're almost like exfoliating pads. They're really great. And I also use a lot of different kinds of chapstick. I believe mm-hmm. people have to remember that the skin on their lips is still skin.
So true.
So yeah, that's just what it is. And a lot of, I drink a lot of water and seltzer and, mm-hmm. you know, just try to live like with that, lower my stress levels, you know, and it all reflects on your skin. So
totally. How do you not have stress when you're a part of the housewives? Though, right?
I have stress. I have stress, but you gotta remember how to tone it down. You have to do things, also incorporate things that you enjoy into your days.
Totally. How do you teach your kids about skincare? Because I would imagine with boys, it's probably hard.
Yeah. It's actually so interesting that you're asking me that, because one of my sons, you know, they're 13 now. Mm-hmm. And one of them he's starting to get like little, you know, Evan and I both have really good skin, and I did not have a lot of acne growing up or anything. Mm-hmm. And neither did he. So our kids seem like they're going to have good skin, but, one of our kids, you know, he plays a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. And we really had to dig into him that, like, if you don't start washing your face at night, you're gonna, like, your skin is not gonna, like, the bacteria is gonna show everywhere. And I think he realized that because it started getting bad. And so now we just, he's got a few different types of skincare in his bathroom, and he started washing his face at night. Mm-hmm. And I bought my kids moisturizer for their bodies, especially in the winter, you know. Yeah. So I try to like give them little things that they can handle. You know, I think if I gave them a whole like 6-piece set, they would be like overwhelmed, you know. Right. So little things.
Baby steps. Definitely. Yeah. I love that. I mean, I know that you and Evan just celebrated 15 years together.
Yes.
Congrats. That's amazing. What do you guys do to celebrate?
I'm sorry.
What do you guys do to celebrate?
Well, we were actually on our cast trip.
Very fun.
Yeah. So Evan and I are one of those couples, like, we don't need a specific day, or we don't need to do something like momentous to mark an occasion. So we were just happy to be together doing something we enjoy. We were in a different place. We had no kids with us, so we could actually like enjoy. And what did we do? No, we exchanged some gifts. Yeah. Nothing big. And we just really love each other. So we don't have to do it with like a massive diamond ring. Like, he doesn't have to give me a huge piece of jewelry to show me that he loves me. You know, I love a piece of jewelry, but you know, it's not always necessary. So I think, you know, we just, when we got home, we went to a beautiful dinner, and, you know, that's it.
Good. How was the cast trip?
It was good. It was good. Oh, the whole season is just so good. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
I can't wait to see it. And were you guys able to like go somewhere this time because of COVID and everything? You know, we were pretty local.
Yeah, we were.
Good. Nice. You know, how did your marriage change at all after last season? And did it, you know, did you feel like you had to, that you hit any road bumps, or did it kind of make you guys stronger in a way?
I mean, we definitely came out the other side stronger. Right. But it did, it taught us how resilient our marriage was, because it's never been tested before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It taught us a lot about trust. It showed him that beyond anything, I trust him. I mean, never once did I ask my husband, is there anything I should know before, you know, like, I never had to say those words to him. Yeah. The same respect that he would have for me if someone started that rumor about me is what I had for him. Mm-hmm. I know who he is. I trust him. And I think that we both realized how much we love each other. Mm-hmm. I saw how much he was willing to put up with for a career that I loved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had conversations that we've never had to have before. Yeah. You know, we had a lot of conversations about, you know, do we continue with this? Mm-hmm. How do we continue with this? And, you know, I think that getting past that showed us that, like, we can't be broken. Evan and I are a really strong couple, and we love each other so much, and that love can be tested, but it's not going to be broken.
Definitely. Do your kids watch the show, and did you have to explain anything to them about what was going on?
The first two seasons, they watched every episode. Mm-hmm. And last season, I did not let them watch a single episode. I had to explain to them what was going on, because they were hearing it from kids at school. Mm-hmm. Because kids, teenagers, especially the girls in their grade, watch the show. Mm-hmm. So we did have to tell them about all of it that was happening. My younger daughter did not, my daughter really, of all the kids, did not understand that even though all this was going on, like, that we were really okay. And so she was just so scared all the time. She was so scared that something was going to happen and we were going to get divorced and like her family was going to fall apart. She was really scared. There were tears, and like they saw how much I was upset. And then Evan and I really don't fight. So the fact that we got into a few fights and they could hear us last year, not fights about like us, but fights about like that I didn't know how to fix it for him. Sure. You know, I didn't know how to make those rumors go away that she had put out there. So there were, you know, there was a lot of hard times. And I think that, you know, having to talk to the kids about it was really hard. And I also hated that they couldn't watch the show with me. I hated that.
Right.
You know,
can they watch this season?
Yeah, they can. Yes.
Was there ever any hesitancy about coming back this season because of all the everything that unfolded last season?
Yeah, I think that if last season had ended as acrimonious as the season was as a whole, I think if we had got, we're going into the next season, like with all that built up hatred and it was still all out there, I don't know that I would have done it. I mean, you live one life, you have to be happy. It was very stressful for me last season. I cried more than I've ever cried. And if you're not enjoying something, then why do it?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that I would have come back if it was that negative again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, luckily, you know, Teresa found love and I think that that mm-hmm. softened her. And then I think Evan, when he hugged Teresa at the end of reunion, I mean, my heart just melted. I think everyone's heart just melted. And like, I think just that physical connection between the two of them, it changed things.
That's
it
good.
Was like, you know what? I don't want to do this to you anymore. And like, I think that really, it really went a long way to helping Teresa and I move forward.
That's good. And are you and Teresa in a good place? I'm sure you can't give too much about what happens this season, but you know, we saw some photos of you guys over the summer together. So it seems like you guys are in a
yeah,
better
we
place.
Definitely have our ups and downs, but I will say we are in a much better place than we were last season, which isn't hard to do, but
no,
so I don't want to give too much away. I want everybody to go in with like, wondering what happens.
Totally. So. There was nowhere to go but up, right?
Absolutely. I mean, truer words, but
totally. I know that Dolores and Jennifer both teased that this season I think Jennifer put it is very, very bad, but in a good way bad because there's so much that happens. I mean, how would you describe this upcoming season?
Yeah, I would say that that's accurate. I mean, it is an incredibly drama-filled season. Yeah. Incredibly.
Yeah. I mean, they also tease that Teresa has like this meltdown that could be more epic than the table flip. Do you agree with that? And how would you describe that?
I would agree with that. I mean, I wasn't there for the table flip, but she didn't really flip the table. She kind of like lifted the table, you know? So I would say that this is bigger than the table flip.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see what causes that. You did say that maybe Teresa finding love has softened her. I mean, will we get to know Louis a little bit more this season? And what do you kind of think about him?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely get to know Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like he's there a lot. Mm-hmm. And what do I think about him? Well, it's hard. Because, you know, you read things and you think one thing, everybody knows what's been online, and then you meet him and you think another thing because in person, he's a really great guy. So, you know, it's a lot of like, you don't really know what to think sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I like him. Mm-hmm. I don't know him so well, but I like him. And Evan and him get along great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is so surprising. I never thought, I mean, coming from where we were a year ago, I never thought that like, Teresa's new man and Evan would be like buddy, but you know, he fits in well with the group. So it's good because the Jersey guys are like an entity of themselves, you know? So they're a great group. So you can't be like an odd man out. So he fits right in. It's good.
That's good. I mean, do you feel like his intentions are pure?
I don't know him. Yeah. I don't know him. I can't say, I don't want to say yes or no, because I don't know him. All I will say is that him and Teresa have been together for well over a year now. So I feel like if she was really concerned, I'm not sure it would be going so full steam ahead, you know?
Yeah. Do you think that she should, I think there's been rumblings that they could be getting engaged soon. Do you think that that is a little too soon? And even that moving in together too?
No, especially when you're older, as long as she trusts him. I mean, as long as she, you know, has her eyes wide open and she knows what's going on and she fully trusts him, then go for it.
Definitely.
You know, we're not getting any younger.
Right. When the reunion finished last season, was there anybody that you weren't talking to at the time?
Yeah. I mean, I think I left the reunion in a bad place with Jennifer.
For her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
How do you feel about her now?
You know, just like Teresa, my relationship with Jennifer goes back and forth, but, we're fine.
Yeah. I know that you wrote in David Quinn's book, because I was went through it. It's a great book. I love it. You wrote that you really didn't like Jen. Was that like your initial first reaction to meeting her?
You know what, I think when I did the interviews last year, I was in a really bad place with Jen, and that's what a lot of it was coming out. But I will own that Jennifer is a different kind of person than I've ever really let myself be around, because I don't love people who brag.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't love it. And it's true. When I walked through her house and I was just listening to her brag, I was just like biting my tongue, because I just don't like, I find people who feel the need to shout what they have from the rooftops usually. And I think Bethany once said the same thing, like they usually don't have it. As much as they're saying they have. So I let her do it, but like it left such a poor, like a bad taste in my mouth that like, and it annoyed me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think Jennifer and I are super compatible. But that being said, we do want to make it work. So like we have an awful lot of ups and downs, Jennifer and I.
Yeah, she said that I think her relationship kind of comes into play this season a little bit. Is that accurate as well? And is it going to be tough for her?
I would say that's accurate. Yeah.
Okay. You also, I thought this was so interesting. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but in the book, you said that you were basically found on Facebook, right?
My first message came through a Facebook message. And I remember I was waiting to go into one of my kids' basketball games. And I was just sitting in my car killing time. And I looked on Facebook and I was like, what? Like a Housewives message, like a Housewives casting agent?
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, it's really funny. What I said no first, and then I got home. My friends were like, no, you have to call back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I texted Siggy and I was like, cause Siggy lived around the corner. Right. Like we weren't close, but like we knew each other. And I was like, you know, what do you think? Should I go for it? And she's like, oh my God, it was the worst decision I ever made in my whole life. And I was like, well, what do I do? And so I went for it. And like, I just really never thought in a million years. Mm-hmm. I mean, you never think in a million years that you're going to get something like this. Sure. I mean, who does? So it just kept going and the interviews kept going and the fields kept getting narrower. And then before I knew it, me and Jennifer were like mic'd up at a party and like, it was just all happening.
And
I can't believe that I've been on it for four seasons. I honestly cannot believe it.
I know. I'm sure it like flies by.
It really does.
Yeah. Was there anything in the book that surprised you? Did you get a chance to read it?
I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing yet. No, I skipped right to Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, even the parts in Jersey surprised me. I mean, I am so excited to finally have a day to this weekend. I'm going to give myself like 2 hours to just sit outside and read. I'm very excited.
Was there anything in the Jersey chapter that surprised you? They were like, oh, I don't know if that's too accurate.
Yeah, a lot of things. I just thought I'm trying to remember right now. I think everything that comes out of Danielle's mouth is always like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So, you know, everything about it. But yeah, it's interesting to see the thought process behind why certain people were hired at certain times, you know, everything I loved, you know, because you never get to hear like what other people are thinking. So
totally. I think you said in the book that you wouldn't mind filming with Danielle again, but explain why.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think that, you know, you need a little bit of crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy makes it like fun. You know, but she goes a little overboard with the crazy, but I never had anything particularly horribly toxic happen with Danielle. I mean, I understand why Margaret, I mean, she put her hands on Margaret. She pulled her hair. If someone did that to me, I'd never want to be in their presence again. But for me personally, I think of Danielle as like a wounded bird, you know, so I don't hate Danielle, you know? So I wouldn't have any problem filming with her, but you know, I don't know that it's healthy for her.
Right.
On a reality show.
Totally. Know? And how are Melissa and Joe? Are they doing good?
They're great. They're adorable. They're like the same person. One's a man and one's a woman. They really are. They're so much fun. They're great. We love being with them. Evan and Joe are they love each other. So
I'm excited to see all the Jersey house husbands coming back together again. That's always,
I mean, they are so much fun together. Yeah,
we really are. Jackie, I am so excited for this next season. And I can't wait to chat again when we can actually talk a little bit more about what's going to go down. But I cannot wait.
It's all really great. Thank you so much.
Thank
Christina.
You. Good seeing you. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.